This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. And my first guest this second hour is quite a guy, known, of course, for many years in the wrestling ring, and now with his own talk show, Stone Cold Steve Austin will be here. Captain Bob Cook will be joining us. He is the captain of the boat, the Fat Tuna. His show is in a new season, Wicked Tuna, and he'll be joining us to talk about what it's like going out on the cold seas and catching tuna. Then from MeTV, Sven Gulli. Guy's been doing this show for a long, long time. Very popular show on a very popular network, too, I might add. In our lifestyle segment, we'll talk about finances with Victor Sanchez and pasta with Chef Ramos. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. After a break, we return with my first guest, second hour, Steve Austin.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. A show airs Monday nights on the USA Network. It's called Straight Up Steve Austin. Joining us right now is the man, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on to help spread the word about the show.
This is a very unique show, even though it is a show that when somebody says you got a new interview show, people have a certain stigma. But you've put a different twist to this. There's no studio, there's no couch, there's no cue cards, and you go from different cities across the country. Tell us about the format, because, Steve, I think this is a winner.
Man, I tell you what, it was a work in progress, and I learned something in each and every episode. In my pro wrestling career, you know, you kind of start, and then by the time you get done, you've learned a trade, and all of a sudden you go into this new format. You know, I've been podcasting for about 6 years.
Wow.
And having one-on-one conversations with people, you know, in my house or in my studio or on the road, and this is a whole different animal. It's just me talking with different guests and doing outdoor activities, and it's good for me because I love being outside. I do not like being indoors, and on one hand, you know, doing an activity kind of, invokes conversation. By the same token, you know, you're multitasking. You know, you're trying to pay attention to what you're doing, also create this conversation, and, you know, ask your guest questions. So it turns into one big BS session, and they're telling stories, I'm telling stories, and we're trying just to create this chemistry, form a bond or a trust, and have a good time. And I think it comes through the screen. I learned a lot each and every episode. But I had a blast filming each and every episode as well.
I think it would be a great disservice to your talents just to put you behind a desk. That would not work. What you're doing is right up your alley, and you're right. You know, you got to make it a fun conversation and a conversation. A lot of times, these interview shows turn into be a one-sided thing. You know, you ask a question, you wait for the answer, you ask another question. The reality of it is that you share stories, and you have some great people that are going to be on. Trace Atkins, Dale Earnhardt Jr., WWE superstar Becky Lynch, NFL quarterback Baker Mayfield, and Rob Riggle, who is a retired United States Marine Corps Reserve officer. But I learned something, Steve, being partners with the late Ed McMahon, that you never refer to a Marine as retired. Boy, I had that pounded in my head several times.
No, never retired. And, you know, the interesting thing about each one of these shows, you know, all the activities are different. And either we're borrowing from a part of their life, like with Rob being former U.S. Marine, you know, I get a chance to go crush cars in a tank because I get a chance to, you know, do something from his background. So each episode has a different flavor and a personality of its own because of the guests and because of the activities.
Well, as a result of me being a race car fan, do you go in a race car with Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Well, you got to watch that episode because there's a little bit of that in there. And I actually wanted to get on a NASCAR track. We couldn't make that happen. But I got a chance to spend an entire day with one of NASCAR's favorite sons. And what an interesting, articulate, eloquent guy that guy is. Mm-hmm. And I would have never figured him to be so talkative and so open and candid. He's just a wonderful human being.
Now, what about a little bit of singing? Did you do any singing with Trace? Or we got to wait for that one, too.
Man, I tell you what, if we could have if me and Trace could tell the stories that we told on our lunch break, some of those outlaw stories, that would have been a whole show in and of itself.
Oh, that's funny.
Everybody knows that I can't sing, so no, we did not sing one single song together.
You sound like you're having a great deal of fun with this, and of course, it's less hurting after you film a show like this than after a match. I didn't realize, Steve, that you had played football at North Texas State University and then went into wrestling. You didn't want to stay in the football field?
You know what? It turns out, Ron, I was good enough coming out of high school to get a junior college scholarship. That hurt my feelings. I thought I was going to go Division I.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a scholarship to North Texas State University. There was Division II. Now they're Division I. And I was good enough to start, and I blew an ACL out. That was the first of my knee problems. And then my senior year, I came back and started all 11 games at weak side defensive end. What I got was 5 years of an education. I dropped out with 17 hours left to graduate.
Wow.
But I was nowhere near pro football material. And I think that's a blessing in disguise because it led me to do the most wonderful thing I've ever done, and that was being a squared circle traveling all over the world in the business of professional wrestling.
Well, I bet you some of the guys that you played on the team with at Texas State are envious of the popularity and the success that you had chosen by going into wrestling. I want to apologize, Steve, for not running down all of the things that you have done in the wrestling industry, because it is pages after pages after pages, and so we'll have to do that at another time. But I'm very intrigued and excited about Straight Up Steve Austin. Now, I know you have like 7 episodes in the can right now. Can we look forward to more down the road?
I sure hope we can, man. You know, Vince McMahon always taught me that, you know, the audience is your biggest critic.
Hmm.
So if people watch the show in enough numbers, we'll get season 2. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Numbers speak for themselves. I hope to, in anything you do, you want to be successful. In anything you do, you've got to put in the work. So I put in the work of season 1. I've got it figured out now. So I want to apply my experience to season 2 just so I can improve my performance. You know, every time you get on radio, Ron, as long as you've been doing it, is another day. But your last 7 broadcasts were better than your first 7, right?
Yeah.
So same thing with this, man. I just want to keep going, keep getting better, and keep having fun. I got a chance to get in the entertainment business in 1989. And in 1990, I was the Rookie of the Year. I'm still in the entertainment business in a different format, doing Straight Up Steve Austin. And I never would have, in a million years, have envisioned myself hosting a talk show outdoors, doing outdoor activities, but here I am, and I'm having a blast, and I want to keep going.
Well, you know, one of the unique things I think about this show is the fact that you are talking to other athletes, whether they be stock car drivers, Trace Adkins, of course, you know, a singer. You are talking to people that are very well versed in their world of concentration. But you bring an enormous part of the show to the table because everybody that you have planned to have on the show and will have in the future probably are very envious of you for the sheer fact your job is not easy when you are in that ring. Sure, all of them are in awe of what you do.
You know, it was really interesting because I know Gabriel Iglesias was a big fan. Sal Volcano was a fan. Becky was a fan, even though she's in the business. And Dale Jr. So a lot of the people were big fans of mine. And I think even if you weren't, because I don't know. Well, Rob used to go to wrestling matches over in Kansas City when he was growing up. So
right.
I guess they can appreciate the fact that I had a high level of success in my chosen profession at the time. But now the task at hand is to have a great conversation with them. I want them to shine as much as possible. I want us to be as entertaining as possible. So, you know, I hope they appreciate me, but I want to be able to, you know, make them feel at home and have a great time so that we can entertain the masses via a television or a streaming device.
I think it's important to know, too, Steve, this is an unscripted show. No cue cards, no script, no nothing, right?
No, they ain't nothing. There's a lot of research, and my brain cells are trying to retain a lot of information because I've got a lot of questions that I want to ask, but you know, the network's got a couple of questions they want to ask, too, so
sure.
I've got all these ideas that are in my head and all these notes, and it's up to me to be able to facilitate this. And you kind of walk it and chewing gum at the same time. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. And I had a blast. It's very challenging.
Just the sound of your voice builds excitement. I mean, you have a compassion for this, my friend. And that's why it's going to be a huge success for you going far beyond, as I predict, 7 episodes. And again, I want to make mention of the fact that the executive producers are Steve Austin and Dave Barsky, who, of course, had a very successful gig with Dirty Jobs.
Man, that guy brought a wealth of experience, and he was kind of the calm within the storm. I didn't have to really think about anything other than the task at hand because of all of his experiences with Dirty Jobs. And, of course, Mike Rowe was phenomenal at what he did. So that guy really was an anchor for me.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, I am a fan of yours. I think that you are not only great in the ring, you're going to be great on the show on the USA Network at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, Monday nights. And its star and our guest is none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hey, Steve, thank you so much. I know you're on a heck of a busy schedule, and I really appreciate you spending the time and invite you to come back anytime. You're a great guest, I want you to know.
Hey, man, thank you, and thanks for everybody out there serving our country. I appreciate it very much.
That's nice of you to say. Say, break a leg. I don't want you to really break a leg after all the time you spent in the ring and then have to break a leg for a television show.
Been there, done that. If it'll give me a rating, I'll do it.
I love it. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you very much.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin. He's a very cool guy and so much different than he is when he's in the ring. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live with Ron Segi today, nationwide and around the world. I am happy that the premiere of the 11th season is going to be airing this Sunday on National Geographic at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time. It's the premiere of Wicked Tunas. And joining us right now is who really and truly is someone to be reckoned with. He's the captain of the Fat Tuna. Joining us is Bob Cook. Hi, Captain. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Ron?
Well, I got to tell you, I love the show. This is such a cool show, and I give you guys a lot of credit. I love voting, but, well, I don't know if I would do the things that you guys do. I mean, this is serious stuff here.
We work our butts off every single day to get a paycheck, and, yeah, I'm just glad people enjoy kind of seeing us chronicle what we do out there. A lot of fun.
Now, you have been doing this for 15 years, pulling in 30 or more fish each season. I think I have to tell everybody that when somebody says you caught 30 fish, these aren't like, you know, like trout. I mean, these are huge, huge tunas, are they not?
They are, yeah. So the average is 300 pounds across the board. They're big fish. Yeah, it takes a crew to do so. You don't want to go out there alone too much because it's unsafe.
Now, like everybody else in the world, you were put through the ringer last year because of the pandemic, and it kind of turned everything upside down. And now you're out there 7 days a week, and I understand that the payouts returning to the pre-COVID prices are good news for everybody. But you really are the guy to be reckoned with out there because you have a lot of, let's say, cute names that kind of describe your intensity of catching these fish. Like, may I say, like the bully on the water.
Well, yeah, so that happens. A lot of times you get a little bit aggressive, and to your point, last year was extremely difficult. Domestically, we had no market, and we really didn't have an international market either. But so, yeah, when we're out there, we're extremely competitive, and we just got to get that paycheck. It's about double what it was last year, so that's good news.
How big is the fat tuna?
Fat tuna is 40-foot. It's a Duffy, and it's a down east boat. That means it's got a keel underneath it, and so those boats do very well on an anchor.
Right. How far out and for how long do you go?
So the average is 20 miles, 20 nautical miles, and we go until we get our quota for the day. So if the quota is one a day, which has been for a while now, just to sort of keep this fishery sustainable and keep the markets strong. If we bring in too many fish per day, then the markets are weak. But so if it's one a day and we don't catch in that first day, we're staying out day two, day three, day four, as long as it takes to get that tumor.
How long is the period of time, the longest period of time that you've been out?
5 days. I remember that because we actually gave up. And we never give up. We just ran out of provisions. We had lost 3 fish, so that also just really rubbed salt into the wounds. So went back, regrouped, went out the next day, and got a beautiful fish.
Now, you said something that's kind of interesting. You said if you go out and catch too many, then it drives the prices down. So in essence, even though you could catch more, you kind of limit it to keep the market demand there?
No. So we're going to go out and catch whatever we can. But the quota dictates that. So we like to see that it be one a day. So it's all supply and demand. If there's too much supply, then
sure.
You know, there's not enough demand almost always. You always want the demand high. So they put the quotas at one fish a day so that demand stays high domestically and internationally as well.
They say that you employ kind of a methodical style of fishing. Now, I don't expect you to give us your formula. I know that the Colonel wouldn't do that with the chicken, but kind of tease us a little bit. I mean, it's a science to this, is there not?
There absolutely is. And for us, we have a program and a process, and we stick to it and stick by it every single day. And we try not to change too much of what we do. But, you know, every day you run into something different, you learn something new, and you employ that the next day or the same day. But there's really not a crazy science to it. It's being in the right place at the right time and putting in your time. If you're not out there with lines in the water, you are not catching.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah. Now,
this time,
as a former voter for many, many, many years, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, have you had some close calls out there? Because you're in some, you know, pretty treacherous waters. It could get pretty tough out there.
So, to be honest, I have been in some on fat tuna, but really, I used to work on a commercial lobster boat when I was a kid, basically.
How big is the crew?
My crew is myself and my two mates, and one of them is Johnny Ice Cutler, we call him, and then Manny Pereira.
Wow.
So there's a three-man crew
now,
on my boat.
Here's the unique part about this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know this or not, but Captain Bob Cook, who's out there with the fat tuna and getting into some, you know, really exciting episodes of Wicked Tuna, which, as I mentioned before, its 11th season starts on Sunday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central Time on National Geographic. So tell us about this pizzeria thing you got going here, Bob.
Yeah, Ron, I recognized probably about 15 years ago that not only do I need an ocean job, but I needed a land job as well. Trying to afford a mortgage and everything that's very expensive here in the Northeast, you need multiple sources of income. So I took tuna money and I invested in a pizzeria, and now I have a land job and an ocean job. So May
go.
Through December, I'm doing tuna fishing and doing charters, and I've got a three-man crew, a three-man staff that runs things on land for me at the pizzeria.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you if you have a special on the menu that has pepperoni, cheese, and tuna.
Well, I don't think I could. I don't think I could charge enough money that would cover the cost of tuna going on that pizza. And also, Ron, that's a little bit gross.
Well,
I don't think I'd like that.
Well, you know, tuna's healthy. It's a healthy food. There's no question about
tuna
it.
Tuna is healthy. Well, pizza's healthy too, right? Right.
Well, being Italian descent, pizza is like a mainstay in my family. What would you like to have? A steak dinner or a pizza? You have to ask. Of course, the pizza.
I know, right? How about steak on that pizza instead of tuna? I'd like that better.
There you go. Well, you're quite a guy. Thanks, Captain. Enjoyed having you here, and good luck with the new season. Look forward to your return, okay?
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too, my friend. Our guest has been Captain Bob Cook, the captain of the Fat Tuna on, of course, Wicked Tuna's 11th season, which is now going to be Sunday on National Geographic, 9 Eastern, 8 Central Time. Nice man, interesting job, and an interesting gentleman, to say the least. Like to drop in here and remind everybody that you can visit our websites. We have two of them. One is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. You've heard me talk about it several times on the air. And on that website, you'll learn all there is to know about our show. But most importantly, there's an icon on the homepage that says Listen Live. And if you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We also have archived other shows up on that site, too, for your enjoyment. And then if you hit the icon that says Facebook, you and I could be friends on Facebook. And our second site that I'd like you to check out is called Seji Sings. And there you'll find all there is to know about our tour with my 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause just momentarily, but we're coming back with more live coast to coast and around the world.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. President Biden is closing in on his re-election bid. White House aides suggest it could happen as early as Tuesday. Biden has repeatedly made it clear he plans to run for a second term, but has stopped short of making it official. Republican presidential hopefuls are making their pitch to conservative voters in Iowa this weekend. More than a half dozen current or likely GOP candidates, including former Vice President Mike Pence, are taking part in the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition spring fundraiser on Saturday. Beachgoers in parts of Southern California will have to find other means of cooling off. An estimated 250,000 gallons of sewage spilled into the Los Angeles River and out into the Pacific Ocean. Crews have been working to clean up the mess, and health officials are monitoring the water quality to determine when they can reopen. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
No
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live nationwide with Ron Segi today, and that is the music of an old friend of mine, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. He recorded that song in 2016 to talk about our next guest. It's called the Svengoolie Stomp. Joining us right now from MeTV, Svengoolie. Hey, how you doing, my friend? Nice to have you back.
Great to talk to you again, Ron. And yeah, Freddie Cannon is such a terrific guy, and it surprised the heck out of me when he called me and said, hey, I just wrote a song about you. I mean, I couldn't ask for a nicer tribute.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. There's no doubt about it, and I hope he's doing well, too. Well, it's nice to have you back here, my friend. And as we were mentioning before we went on the air, we chatted several times in the past. And our guest, of course, is the host of a television show on MeTV. You know, Svengoolie, I love that network, MeTV. I watch that every night. I watch Perry Mason. I watch Alfred Hitchcock. I watch The Twilight Zone. I watch you. What a great lineup on that channel.
Well, definitely. You know, I think that's why MeTV is really the nation's number one classic television network. And I especially like that, again, this year we're doing the Scream With Me block of stuff from Friday to Sunday. And, you know, we've got, you know, great episodes of all those favorites that you mentioned. You know, we've got a Perry Mason where a songwriter meets a bad end, which, you know, is like, holy cow. And so many of these other great shows. It's just great, and I think it's funny because, you know, it makes more fun. There's comedy mixed in there. There's the stuff that we run all the time that's scary, as you mentioned. The Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock and even the Addams Family. So we've got all that stuff in there. And other episodes of various sitcoms, you know, just based on, scary stuff.
Well, yeah, it's a baby boomer heaven is what it is. Now, MeTV Network's Scream With Me, we just mentioned, is going to feature, believe it or not now, as you mentioned, Leave It to Beaver, The Addams Family, Gilligan's Island, The Beverly Hillbillies, and a 1965 classic, the legendary Frankenstein meets the space monster. And you bring back, as we and I have chatted in the past, the old, back in the 50s and the 60s, late night scary shows on Saturday night that usually, at least in the city that I lived in, it was the anchorman that did the 6 o'clock news, and he put a flashlight under his chin, a little bit of makeup on, and then he was some monster. They were really funny, and at the time, very scary.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think everybody grew up in a market that had a horror movie host, and many times it was one of the news anchors, or it was the guy that did sports or whatever, and it's a real tradition, and I'm really happy that we've been able to continue the tradition of hosted horror movies. We've been on nationwide now for over 10 years, and I think that's kind of a record as far as any of these type shows, as far as national exposure. So I'm very flattered that everybody has joined in watching us.
Well, I tell you, you do a great job with it. And, of course, spend a lot of time in Chicago television, 8 regional Emmy Awards, Chicago Television's Academy prestigious Silver Circle for outstanding contribution to Chicago television, 8 Rondo Awards, which honor, by the way, the best of horror sci-fi genre for the favorite horror host. And now, of course, you have this comic book debut, Svengoolie Meets the DC Universe, where you're alongside Superman, Wonder Woman, the Joker. And it all started, am I correct in assuming this, because I think you and I had this conversation before, in Cleveland by a gentleman that actually I had met back in the mid-60s at the time WKYC Radio that I got the idea for using for my radio name, which was Ronnie G, and he was Jerry G. But he was the original Zvenguli?
Yes, that's correct. In Chicago, he was Jerry G. Bishop.
Right.
And he just happened to be the staff announcer back when they had live staff announcers at TV shows and TV stations. He would be on Friday nights when the horror movies were on, and he started doing this voice and this character. And it built into him doing, you know, a whole live-on-video version of the character hosting horror movies. And I was just a fan of his. I wrote him, you know, material. And he found out I was a broadcast student, and he liked the stuff I was sending him. He made requests for certain things, brought me in to do voices. And eventually it was him that decided that I should be his successor, first as son of Zvenguli.
As I mentioned before, I was a big fan of his, and when they needed a radio name, they said that Ron Segi was too ethnic, okay? So they said, what do you pick? And I said, you know, there's a disc jockey that I've heard about, I met once or twice, and I'm going to use the G. A great story. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, that Zvenguli really is the very talented Rich Cause. And, you know, I got to tell you something. You do a great job with this. And to be able to come up with new material on a show so much in demand, so much in the public eye, is not an easy thing, especially when you have to have it targeted so much to a sci-fi type of approach.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. That's really nice of you. And it's like, yeah, I always wonder sometimes, you know, since I started doing this over 40 years ago now, it's always like, you know, am I going to run out of ideas? But fortunately, you know, there's always new stuff that you know, kind of spurs my mind, and I can come up with new things. And I'm very, very lucky that, you know, I always joke with people that it took me 40 years to become an overnight success, but I'm really grateful for it.
Boy, ain't that the truth. You make a lot of appearances, do you not, at different shows, too? I mean, you're not only, you know, it reminds me of the days of the disc jockeys where they do, you know, a couple of hours a night and make $1 billion doing record ops.
Yeah, I have to say now, we haven't been doing as much. I have some health conditions, coronary, and I'm diabetic. And because of that, my doctors have said during this time that maybe it's better that I'm not, even though I'm inoculated, that I don't, you know, meet so many people. So we've kind of been laying low, but I think this will be the last year that happens. I think we're well on our way to coming back, and I miss doing it just because it's so great to actually meet the people who are watching you. You know, with radio, you get phone calls from people. With TV, you know, you do the show, and the only way you have contact a lot of times person to person is when you go out and do appearances, and I really miss that.
Well, you know, you really brought back a genre that has been missing, but I have to tell you something, you have done it superbly, and the success of it is unbelievable. Now, this weekend, by the way, as we mentioned before, is MeTV's annual Scream With Me. It's returning this weekend as we speak. It is on there with our good friend Rich Cause, who, of course, is Zvenguli. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, okay, how's Freddie doing these days, and does he ever make an appearance on the show singing that song?
Yeah, he did, actually. We made a whole music video of it, and last time we talked to him, he's doing okay. Again, just like me, he hasn't been doing as many appearances. But again, we're hoping that we'll do more. And he has a second song that he's been working on for me. And I'm hoping that, you know, we'll eventually get to do a video with that, too.
Oh, that's great. Well, Rich, you are always welcome here. You know that I'm going to be watching not only this weekend for the Scream With Me on MeTV's annual Scream With Me, as we mentioned. And anytime you want to come back and chat, you just pick up the phone, and I will be there for you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Ron. That's nice to hear. And I just want to remind everybody, if you're not sure where to watch MeTV or you want to see what the schedule is for the Screaming With Me, all you got to do is go to MeTV.com, and you'll find all that information. You can scream with me this weekend.
We're going to do that. Thanks, Rich. We look forward to your return.
Thank you, Ron. Always nice to talk to you.
Our guest has been Zvenguli. I got to tell you something. He does a sensational job on MeTV. And he's on, of course, all the time. But the network Scream With Me weekend is this weekend, Zvenguli, Rich Cause. And in the beginning of this segment, we introduced Zvenguli by playing the song that Freddie Boom Boom Cannon recorded, especially for him, the Zvenguli Stomp. And those of you who remember Freddie Boom Boom Cannon from the early 60s with songs like Palisades Park, Tallahassee Lassie, and so many more, remember what a wild man he was on stage. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Hey, there's a star.
Researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our next guest has some extremely valuable information for all of us. It is a real challenge these days in the financial environment that we have in this country, and we'll learn more about it as we bring in the head of distribution and client solutions of World Financial Group, Victor Sanchez. Hello, Victor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Victor, what is the current economic climate priorities of the wealthy or middle class or not so wealthy?
Regardless of what your current economic situation is, everybody's feeling a little bit of that financial pain. You know, we just came out of the pandemic. Now we're coming into an environment where there's high inflation, high interest rates. Ask anybody that you know that's tried to buy a house in the last 12 months, and they'll tell you how much more expensive it's become. Ask anybody that lives paycheck to paycheck, and they'll tell you just day-to-day expenses like buying groceries and food or even paying the electric bill, everything has gone up. So regardless of where you sit financially, everybody's feeling a little bit of that pain. Myself, included.
47% of households feel they are able to understand their finances, but that leaves an enormous amount left that don't.
Exactly. That speaks to a larger issue in this country. There's a general lack of financial literacy, which ultimately leads to a lack of planning, a lack of financial resiliency. So people are not prepared for an unexpected financial emergency, or even worse, if the primary breadwinner of that household passes away, which is why at World Financial Group to launch today a brand new website, myfinancialiq.com, where people can go and get a sense of where they stand from a financial knowledge perspective, and more importantly, where they stand from a financial resiliency.
That there are many people right now that are going to say, I don't have that kind of net worth that I need a financial advisor. They're wrong, aren't they?
They are wrong, but it's also tax time. So many of us just finished filing our taxes. People can be coming into some money here from in the form of a tax refund. And if those individuals are not working with a financial professional or not looking at their financial situation, are vulnerable to spending those funds on things that they don't necessarily need. Everyone definitely needs to do a financial checkup and get a sense of where you are, especially if you're going to be getting a refund, because now's the time to press that reset button.
In 1929, during the Great Depression, there was never a slouch in the economy of entertainment, because there was a mentality, I'm told, I wasn't there, that everybody said, you know, the heck with it. I'm such in the straits right now, I'm going to go out and see a vaudeville show, or I'm going to go out to the amusement park. That's the kind of control that you're talking about when it says things you really don't need, but people say, the heck with it. I'm going to go do this because I'm so depressed. This is the only thing left.
No, that's a great point. You know, we all have to live. But one of the things we try to help people with is making sure that they cover what they need first before what they buy what they want. That's usually the first step, making sure that before you pay any bill, before you buy anything new, that you yourself become your first creditor. So you pay that first bill to yourself and making sure that you just start that savings plan, that emergency. Take that first step, go to myfinancialiq.com, and just get started.
Even if you have a negative cash flow at the end of the week?
Yes, then you definitely have more of an urgent situation where you want to take that financial literacy and make sure you start working with a financial professional so they can help you navigate out of that situation. There's many different things that you can do to help your financial situation immediately start that journey to financial freedom. We have a link in our website, myfinancialiq.com, where they can locate a financial professional and start working on how can they reforecast their budget, reassess their situation, and start making changes. I think most people feel like, hey, I'm still underwater, or I don't make a lot of money. There's really nothing I could do about my financial situation. And that couldn't be further from the truth. We surveyed pretty identical populations, but one side of the population working with a financial professional had a higher FIQ than those that weren't. And an FIQ basically just means how they feel about their financial situation. So that tells us that these financial matters are more than money. It's an emotional matter. And that's why we say, hey, just take that first step. Start working with financial professionals. Even doing that changes your confidence level.
Everything's subjective. You could be making $100 a week and be in debt $125, or you could be making $1 million a week and be in debt $1.2 million. You've still got the same anxiety. It's just different numbers. Victor, where can we go for more information on this?
Go to myfinancialiq.com. There you'll see numerous tools that can help people.
Great information.
Thank you so much, Ron. Really enjoyed spending the time with you today.
The head of distribution and client solutions of World Financial Group, Victor Sanchez. And now in our lifestyle segment, we go to Chef Alexandra Ramos.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Tell us about this classic pasta dish, carbonara, and why we are celebrating it. Because, according to a recent survey by Barilla, that more than half of the respondents, 58%, have dietary restrictions that prohibit them from enjoying certain foods and ingredients.
I mean, it's a great point, Ron, but don't really know how to cater to these different restrictions. And so they created a beautiful open carbonara recipe that kind of takes out a few of those main dietary kind of problem points, so the gluten, the meat, the dairy, and egg. They've removed those from that classic recipe and replaced them with some really genius slops. that they can serve to their family and friends, and so everyone can enjoy and eat together. It starts off with the iconic Barilla Blue Box pasta, but for this we're using the gluten-free spaghetti. You've got rid of that gluten issue. And then the sauce, they are using mashed potatoes instead of that egg and dairy. And when it's thinned out with the pasta water, you get this really rich, creamy, flavorful sauce that is dairy-free. It's egg-free. Potatoes is something that a lot of folks can eat without any issue.
The statistic by Barilla says that 58% of the population has this. I would imagine a number that comes up from the survey, but if you surveyed everybody, you'd probably find that 58% is even higher. They don't even know about it.
Two out of five actually don't invite people over as often as they would because they are so hesitant and unsure about how to cook for them.
Is it any more labor intensive to do it in this fashion versus the traditional way of just throwing it in and not worrying about any of this?
I think it actually has about the same amount of steps. I think there might be like one more step. Everything is very simple, right? It's not harder. It's just a little bit different. But once you do it, I think it's something that will become really valuable.
Chef, how did you become interested in being a chef?
As a kid, I quickly learned that if I wanted something and I knew how to make it myself, I could make it. My mom's role was that I could make anything I wanted in the kitchen as long as I cleaned up after. You know, I've been a Barilla pasta lover for years. It's so comforting. It's like love in a bowl.
Where can we go for more information on this?
So head up to Barilla.com. They've got the recipe for, of course, the classic carbonara, the original. And then we also have this beautiful new open carbonara recipe on Barilla.com. And also there's lots of great alternatives. So basically, depending on what you and your family need for your specific dietary restrictions, whether you need something vegetarian or something dairy-free, you can kind of enter that information in and find the recipe that is perfect for you, your family, and friends. So you have the one that's perfectly tailored to you. And it's not just carbonara. You know, Barilla, they're the pasta experts. So
whatever kind
of delicious pasta you want, you can find great ideas.
Yeah, they got the whole enchilada.
I love them all.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Anytime. Okay. Love chatting with you.
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you. Take care.
There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for joining us this past 2 hours. And our guests include a beautiful lady and filled with talent, Shania Twain. I also want to thank Frankie Avalon, John Larroquette, actress Valerie Bertinelli, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Captain Bob Cook from MeTV's Bengali, and Victor Sanchez and Chef Ramos. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.